Today, we're tackling a topic that makes many an entrepreneur sweat. Idea validation, separating wheat from chaff. Remember, folks, not all that glitters is gold, especially in the business world. As Thomas Edison once said, the value of an idea lies in the using of it. So let's figure out how to sort the golden nuggets from the fool's gold. First off, why bother with idea validation? Well, because hope isn't a strategy and not all ideas are created equal. Getting cozy with the concept of idea validation can be a real mindset hurdle. It's like asking someone out on a date. You're putting yourself out there, vulnerable to rejection. But here's the thing. Businesses of all sizes need this reality check to avoid the heartbreak of investing in a dud. Let's talk turkey about why some business dreams end up as wallflowers at the success party. In my storied escapades through the business jungle, I've seen it all. Hundreds of business owners, dozens of my own ventures, and the ones that face planted, well, they skipped a critical step, validating their idea. It's like deciding to run a marathon on a whim without checking if you can jog to the mailbox without wheezing. We're all chasing the answer to the million-dollar question. Will it sell? Or more importantly, does anyone besides my mom think this is a good idea? Missing this step is the business equivalent of forgetting to put on pants before leaving the house. Embarrassing and entirely preventable. The classic entrepreneur's mantra, my idea is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Validation is for mere mortals. Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. If it isn't the old too brilliant to fail mindset rearing its overconfident head. Look, passion for your idea is fantastic, necessary even, but letting it blind you to the need for validation, that's like refusing to believe gravity applies to you. Spoiler, it does. And the fall hurts. Here's a newsflash that might sting a bit. Every entrepreneur at some point has thought their idea was the bee's knees, yet the graveyard of next big things is vast and well populated. Why is that? Because falling in love with your idea without proving it's lovable is like planning a wedding before your first date. Now, optimism is great, but let's not confuse it with delusion. This mindset issue is a sneaky beast. It whispers sweet nothings like, you're different, your idea is foolproof. But here's the kicker. Even sliced bread had to prove its worth. Yep, Otto Frederick Rohwedder spent years perfecting his bread slicing machine before it hit the jackpot in 1928. And guess what? He probably had to validate that bad boy, convincing bakers and consumers alike that pre-sliced bread wasn't just a fad. Letting go of the my idea is infallible mindset is about embracing humility and a dash of healthy skepticism. It's about acknowledging that even the most dazzling ideas need to prove their sparkle in the real world. Validate not because your idea isn't brilliant, but because you respect it enough to ensure it shines as brightly in reality as it does in your mind. So next time you're tempted to skip the validation step, remember, even the greatest ideas from the wheel to Wi-Fi face scrutiny. Yours is no exception. Embrace validation as your idea's rite of passage. March it confidently through the gauntlet of market reality, feedback, and adaptation. On the other side, now, that's where the real magic begins. Before we pump too much time and money into that next big idea, let's pump the brakes and talk MVP, minimum viable product, not most valuable player, though it could be both if you play your cards right. This isn't about cutting corners, it's about smart, lean testing. Imagine releasing your idea into the world with just the essentials, like sending it on a trial run with training wheels. An MVP lets you whisper sweet nothings to your market, seeing if it whispers back or shouts, take my money, before you serenade it with a full-blown opera. It's testing the waters before diving headfirst into the deep end. After all, why roll out the red carpet if the guest of honor might not show? Idea validation isn't just about ensuring your brainchild isn't a figment of your imagination. It's a comprehensive background check on your idea, market demand, competition analysis, and financial feasibility. It's like being a detective in your own business, searching for clues whether your idea is the next big thing or just another flash in the pan. Hey, startup heroes, before you mortgage your house or sell your cat for seed money, let's validate that idea. It's about proving there's a market for your product before you're too invested. Think of it as a test drive before you buy the car. Saves you the hassle of trying to return a lemon, right? If you're running an existing business and thinking of launching something new, great. But let's validate before you decorate that launch party. Customer interest is one thing. Opening their wallets is another. It's not enough for your customers to say they want it. They need to show you the money. Otherwise, you're just throwing a party no one's paying to attend. I want to share with you my four-step framework for idea validation. Step one, research your market. Are you solving a real problem or is it just a nice to have? Get into the nitty-gritty of who needs what you're offering. Step two, you want to test your concept. Create a minimal version or a prototype. Get it into the hands of real users. Feedback is your new best friend. Step three, analyze the competition. Who else is playing in your sandbox? What can you do better or differently? Stand out or sit down. Step four, pre-sales. This is the ultimate validation. Can you sell your idea before fully committing to it? Crowdfunding, pre-orders, or beta subscriptions can be your crystal ball. Remember, idea validation is this continuous process. It's not a one-off event. Markets evolve, trends come and go, and customer needs shift faster than a chameleon on a disco floor. Stay adaptable, keep validating, and never fall too in love with your idea that you can't let go if it's not working. And there you have it, idea validation, separating wheat from chaff, wrapped up in a neat little package. Armed with these insights, you're now ready to sift through your business ideas with the precision of a gold prospector. Remember, the best idea in the world is worth precisely zero until it's validated and executed upon. Now, go forth and validate like the visionary you are.